Thank you for visiting the inspirational message of Second Presbyterian Church. We hope this message will be a blessing to you today and in the days to come. This week's scripture comes from Isaiah chapter 64, verses 1 through 9. Hear now the word of the Lord. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood, and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry, and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people. May God bless the reading of his word. For well over 25 years, a clay house has sat in my bedroom. It isn't very big, but it is carved and painted to look like a two-story red brick house with a gray slate roof and a front porch that's just begging for a swing or some rocking chairs. I made this little clay house in my high school art class. Picture a room full of teenagers, each given an identical lump of clay, but each making something different and beautiful. Some of us rolled our clay and cut panels that would be assembled to make little buildings. Some of us pinched, stretched, and formed our clay to make little sculptures. Some of the more experienced budding artists were permitted to use our teacher's potter's wheel and spun clay into bowls. Not being one of those experienced budding artists, I would watch in awe as our teacher demonstrated the proper technique at the potter's wheel, and then watching some of my classmates turn their lumps of clay into bowls. Sometimes lopsided bowls, but always impressive creations. The image of God at the potter's wheel forming clay has always stuck with me. He takes what we may see as meaningless lumps and makes it something beautiful. We are each one of God's beautiful creations. Just like in those teenage clay projects, we may see flaws, but all that God has created is beautiful and perfect in its own special way. Let us pray. Creator God, we thank you for your beautiful creation. We may see our flaws, but we know that we are fearfully and wonderfully made by you, the ultimate potter. Amen.